I was skeptical at that time, having spoken with many of the fishermen who told me that on their radars they could see very clearly that there was an abundance of fish there. ICES, the International Council for the Exploration of the Sea, have now confirmed after further research that there are substantial quantities there. Now, it would be normal for them to say we wait until next year, but I believe that there's such stocks out there that they should review this and increase this year's quotas, because the fishermen are depending on this. They've made major investments, as have the factories. So I will be raising this with the Minister and with the Commission in the next week.
We've also heard today from Eimear McGuinness that a number of the boat owners in Killybegs have already reached their maximum quota for the year because they put a big push on before a potential Brexit deadline loomed at the end of March. So from that point of view, it would be very handy for them if they had the capacity and they had the ability to go back out again.
Well, of course, the background to this is Brexit was due to happen on the 29th of March. The quotas were agreed at the end of last year. There was an informal agreement that the fish off the coast of Scotland could be caught up until the end of this year, but it was only informal. So it's understandable that the fishermen decided in the event of a crash, they should catch all of the fish. They did that. And of course, that's good. But at the same time, it means that they have to, those who buy them have to store them. And of course, that costs money and it can result in a reduction in the price of these fish. So I think there's an onus on the Commission to increase the quota for this year.